smartphone.
The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ryan Shelton.
Yes, Ryan Shelton, writer Ryan Shelton, is with us this morning to talk about the best and worst TV shows of all time. Is that right?
I'll give it a go. I feel like I've lagged behind a little bit because you guys are a little bit older than me, so I will go back as far as Care Bears and then as far as I'm a bit lost. But I'll give it a go.
All right, and we'll let people call us up and have a crack at that themselves. The big issue is, how long does it take to x-ray a fat bloke? How hard is it to swallow your mobile phone? And how embarrassed can Robert Mills make somebody feel? And I think it's the last chance, really, to hear a bit of Jamie poetry. That's all coming up on Get This, the program that makes Big Brother go...
I can't believe it!
The windows, not portals, outward upon freedom of thought, but reflections inward into awkward introversion. These walls have seen strangers, faces so eerily blank and foreign. These faces have seen people, and tears will see them leave.
And tears will see them leave. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Get This Around the Nation. Myself, Tony Martin, that man, Ed Cavalli. Richard Marsden pushing a few buttons. And a round of fake applause for Ryan Shelton.
Yeah.
Thank you. To each and every one of you.
Now, we just better explain, before we get to the Poet Laureate, let's explain who Ryan is. Who are you, Ryan? You do a bit of writing, a bit of comedy writing about town.
Well, I do a bit of writing and then I get hordes of people to make it into comedy writing for me.
Oh, is that right?
But that is my job, yes.
We need those blokes.
You work with Ricky M at Rove, don't you?
Yeah, I do a little bit of touch up at Rove.
We do some roving.
We do, a little bit here and there.
And I think I was in some TV show with you, but we can't talk about it because it's blokes on another network. Let's just call them Mr. X and Mr. Y.
Mr. X and Mr. Y. And myself, yep. We just sort of finished it, actually, and it just got announced yesterday.
Yeah.
It's called, yep.
That's called Real Story.
And a real round of applause.
We can't say who's in it.
There you go.
It's going to be on.
Tony Martin appears in it.
Very briefly.
A very exciting cameo. But no, it's hosted by Jennifer Adams, who is an ex-Channel 7 newsreader. And it is basically like a fake... Well, the tagline is Australia's fifth best public affairs program.
Right.
Very proudly. And she throws to sort of three or four... fake story / mockumentary pieces every show. Mm-hmm. And I think it's funny.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
That's what we need.
Who reckons it's funny?
Need a bit more of that. Hey, is it Tuesday?
Yeah, it is Tuesday.
It's Rove night.
It is.
What can you tell us about our panel of Mr. Barsley
Ricky
tonight?
Ricky M,
what's
you
he
on?
Doing?
I don't know, Rich. What are you? I haven't...
I do believe that I'm swinging by after the show today to get dressed in a kilt for some sort of Mel Gibson sketch.
Oh,
great.
What's that going to be?
Man, Braveheart.
Some exciting. Kind of anti-Semitic Scottish parody.
Well, they're the best kind.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Ricky M's forte.
That show that we shouldn't really be talking about is on Channel 10, of course, the home of Big Brother. And did we see the finale last night?
I can't believe he won.
Jamie.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah.
It was the poetry. Everything he says is a poem, Ed. You can't beat that.
Well, you know what? I was watching. I have a group of people that I watch the opening and finale with every year.
It's like friends, perhaps they're called.
You could call them friends. You could call them good friends. We at the start of the series we write a list as they come out, and we write a list of who we think will go out first.
Right.
Sort of like a predictions list. And also predictions of, couples and everything.
Yeah,
we predicted Jamie and Katie.
Did you?
At the very beginning.
What was it that tipped you off?
The brown skin and blonde hair.
There we go.
Thank you. It was a pretty good indicator.
Magnet.
But we all picked, everyone except for one, picked Jamie to be last, to go out first.
Really?
Yeah. And I think he won. I think he won. According to all.
We've got his victory speech here, and he actually dropped a couple of poems.
Did he?
So, Gretel.
Let's hear him.
For a guy who went into the house, he didn't want to compete, the money wasn't important to him.
It wasn't important.
How much is your head spinning right now?
I have no idea what to say. I think I'm walking around that house just lost, just going, where's everyone else? What am I doing here? So,
why did you go into the Big Brother house?
You might have heard this story.
Tell me.
I was going to visit a girl in the line, and I wasn't even going to try out, but then they sort of shuffled me through, and I was like, I'll do this.
Right.
Well,
What do we need that music? I need that music accompanying me everywhere I go.
Well, I think the real winner is the girl in Milan that he didn't go and visit.
So important. And Katie, of course, it was a big reunion and the swirling camera going around them, wasn't it?
That was spectacular. Oh, really?
It was beautiful television. And, you know, up until then, that could have been what tipped it over the edge, that reunion.
It was a reunion like none you've seen before.
What am I talking about?
I'm talking about a reunion.
It's a reunion of souls. And but because up until then, as Gretel was saying, 50-50 the votes were.
As
the
As if it was 50-50.
Ed, with the merged vote, it was 50-50.
No.
Vixen saves.
No way. That is just designed to get you to keep texting.
No,
as
Gretel.
If it was 50-50.
To keep texting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw one bit where they tell people the news that they've missed while they're in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And then Gretel goes, Jamie, your mother. And you go, what is it? Is she dead? She sent her first text message.
Whoa!
That's what it's all about. There's some synergy.
And what did Katie have to say for herself? Like, were they happy to see each other? Is it all on?
Matt Dowd, man who makes our sketches, I think has got a line of the night from Katie. Listen to this.
I was good the whole freaking time.
Where you
are? They throw themselves at you.
Really?
Play a bachelor of the year, football play, everything. I'm going. You're so much better.
Oh. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I was good the whole freaking time.
They 3 weeks.
Throw themselves at you. Cleo Bachelors of the Year, footballers and everything.
Wait a second.
Welcome to show business.
That covers everything.
Footballers? She's joined the heady heights of footballers. Wow.
So it's Dermot Brereton and the guy from the Wiggles that won Cleo Bachelor of the Year.
One that likes to punch women in the face, would he?
Yeah, yeah.
Be getting about.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Some charmers out there. Oh. Big Brother, of course, lent the gravity that the situation required.
Oh, yeah.
Have a listen very closely to what someone does during this clip.
During your time in the house, each and every one of you had to confront your fears and your insecurities. By doing this in front of the nation.
Wait a second.
Nah, that was Katie.
Was that Katie?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Definitely.
I reckon we needed a bit more of Katie during the rest of Big Brother's speech.
You also helped others in the outside world deal with their issues, their fears, and their insecurities.
Oh.
You showed them they're not alone. When you leave the Big Brother house, you'll all take with you memories and experiences that will make you stronger, more confident, and more compassionate people.
I just got turkey slab.
Oh, there you go. Did you hear during that you'll all take things with you? And the guy goes, two mobiles.
Yeah, I know. Why did you come into the Big Brother house? Well, my mobile broke. So I thought I'd get two of them.
These people with their headbands and their mobiles, SMS. What have they got to say?
Nothing.
It's the youth of today. We've got plenty to say.
Yeah.
How hot you are. All right.
Okay.
I love how during all of this, Ed has no idea what's going on. What were you doing?
Last night?
Yeah.
Playing table tennis.
Table tennis. Are you gearing up for this duel with this bloke Jordan?
Yeah, I am actually going to take him on.
Lawrence Loon wants to take you on.
Yeah, Lawrence, I'm going to get Lawrence, Guzzy Sampson. Ryan, are you any good at TT? That's a no.
Not too bad. Had a table as a kid.
Then you're excellent.
Yeah.
If you want to play in the Olympics for TT, all you need was a table till you were 10.
And I played Section 12 tennis when I was 11.
What's Section 12?
It's not very good.
A little too close to Section 8.
It's one of the worst, actually.
All right, you're in.
What sort of technique you got on the table tennis? Weird-ass Chinese claw grip?
I tend to just do a couple of rallies and I just smash it.
Yes.
I've got a pretty mean backhand, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'm sure this is scintillating for the listeners, but we are going to have a tournoi. We're going to have a table tennis tournoi. Me versus Jordan versus Rai Rai, which is his table tennis name, versus Lawrence Leung versus Guzzy Sampson. And let's have some other listeners as well.
And they say our show has no sizzle.
Stephen Ford promote would love that.
Stephen Ford promote. All right, this show has become baffling again.
Good.
Let's get it back on course. Just a few moments. That's Coldplay. Here at Get This, the hardest part on Triple M around the nation with Ryan Shelton joining us this morning.
They go pretty well, don't they, Coldplay?
I think they do. They go pretty well.
Yep. Doing all right. Weird film clip, that, though. That one.
Which one's that one?
That's the one with the old man and the old woman kind of posing.
It's like a 25-year-old guy and an 89-year-old woman.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, doing this weird sort of interpretive dance. It's beautiful. Oh, yeah.
All demographics covered.
There you go. Ricky M told us off air that he used to play at the local table tennis club.
Yeah.
That means he's got his own bat, mm-hmm. probably, and those white shoes that you can only buy for table tennis.
Well, I have them at my hometown. I haven't actually got any equipment, but I'll get sorted out. I'll get my Jamie headband.
Man of mystery.
He is.
He used to sidekick to Ann Wills. Some kind of table tennis elite. Incredibly hot girlfriend we still haven't met. So much going on. What about the emails?
Ah, yes, what are they saying?
Oh, hang on, just going back to Big Brother. Millsy, do you remember Millsy?
Oh, yeah.
How long can he parlay Mills. This?
He's doing well.
Link to Paris Hilton.
Ah, right. What's happened?
Millsy at Paris sex vid debut was the story in the Telegraph the other day in Sydney.
Okay.
Paris Hilton watched her infamous sex tape for the first time in a Melbourne hotel room with a pair of Australian Idol contestants, including Millsy, it has been revealed. Courtney Act was there. She said Hilton had a shocked, nervous laugh when she saw the infamous video. So this is when she's seen her own sex video for the first time on the internet. This is a line that caught my attention. She didn't know what to do. Millsy didn't know what to do either because he wasn't attuned to female embarrassment like I am. I'm sure Millsy would have experienced his fair share of female embarrassment.
Absolutely.
You're going out with Millsy?
I can't believe that Paris has just seen it. Surely.
No, this was a while ago. This is backdated.
Oh, this is backdated.
Yeah, this is a couple of years ago.
That's how sad this story is. Yeah. There's more sizzle in that.
The investigative journalists at the Telegraph have been working hard on this for years and years, and they finally got to the bottom of it. Well done.
Deep throat. Well,
didn't even get front page. I'd be furious.
Here's an email for you. Hey, guys, big fan of the show. I'm wondering if there's still any way of getting the Rex Hunt ringtone. We're going to have to put it back up there, Nikki.
Yeah, yeah.
And also Ed's Fister themes. Timo.
Hey, Timo.
We can't put them up there because we don't have the rights to all those songs.
Yeah, let's just start doing it.
We could just have some... All right. Yeah. That's your idea, isn't it? Let's just start doing it.
Whatever, man.
We're going to have that legal meeting sometime this week.
That's right.
And you're going to use the let's just start doing it defense. Okay. We could always just have humming.
That'd be good.
And then just... Otto Fester. That would work.
Let's just start doing it, Ed. How do we do it, Ed?
I don't know,
but...
just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Just get it done.
I'll show you how to do things. Let's just go.
Just not going to let the man stick it to
That's
us.
That's what I'm saying.
Writes, you'll like this one, Dominique and the Girls. Have you heard of any of Ed singing John Mayer songs?
Oh, yeah.
Don't reach it. Auto-tune.
I'll style it up.
No, don't. Look, it's had enough play.
Listen to this.
It's got a lot of cut through, I know.
You're going to like this.
No, Brian Ford promoter said stop it.
Greg Cutthrough loves it.
Barry Sizzle hates it.
Gary Traction, wavering. Dominic and the Girls says, can we please have Ed singing Your Body is a Wonderland as a ringtone? The other stuff is past its use-by date, and all us girls in the house want it.
Yeah,
get rid of those old guy ringtones and give us Ed.
Look, what we're doing is we're going to have a ringtone chart for next week. That's what I'm going to say now. It's up to Matt Dow to build it, so I feel comfortable just saying that. And all of them will be there.
Right.
So we don't need to play them on air anymore.
So you're not biting Dominique and the Girls. That sounds like some fun right there. Let's just see if we can get it. Come on, just throw some bait in the water.
Your body is a wonderland.
They're loving it.
Hell. Your body is a wonderland.
I sound like everybody. All right, that's enough. Ricky M, stop it.
You know, it's very good, Ed. I think it's really good.
I don't. But that was terrible.
Why did I do that?
What was I thinking?
You were thinking maybe Dominique and the Girls.
Get
on the blower.
Here's
a mobile phone story for you from Chicago. Prosecutors say a Missouri man shoved a mobile phone down his girlfriend's throat. It started quite funny.
It was funny if he did it to himself.
It was good until the word girlfriends. But it gets funny again.
Oh, good.
Don't panic.
Okay.
Because he was angry and jealous. As the trial started, defense attorneys insisted that the woman swallowed the phone herself intentionally to keep the defendant from seeing who she'd been calling. Would you do that? Oh, what'll I do with this? I'll eat it. I'll eat my own phone.
You'd wrap it in glad wrap first, wouldn't you? Just to make it go down easier.
Perfect crime.
For hygiene reasons. And then imagine if your ringtone went off.
Well, I'm invincible. I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money.
So it's my phone.
My rocks off. Oh,
I won't be able to answer it for another few hours.
I'm paying money.
Can you hold?
She's got no money. I got my rocks off.
You know, when that first came on, I was like, oh, no, the audio, it's dead. Then it just clicked that, oh, yeah, it's in her stomach.
There we go.
Very quick today.
It's theatre of the mind.
Have we had enough of your man Warwick Capra's stripping exploits yet?
Never. Papua New Guinea, he's got a gig booked in the pink shorts of Papua New Guinea.
$3,500, Ryan. For only $3,500, Warwick Capra will come and strip at your house.
I'll take it.
Done.
It
takes him 35 minutes. That's what I can't work out. How does that take 35 minutes?
It takes a while
minutes?
To, you know, get the shirt off over the bulge.
Him and Galen could get together and do their own show. Because Galen used to be a Prince of the Night. Did you know this?
Is that what it was called? Prince of the Night?
There's a group in Australia called Princes of the Night. My girlfriend has seen them live, and she saw Galen perform as the Prince of Innocence, I think his name. They have different names. And he's the Prince of or something. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's something like that.
Wow. Well, fair enough. Well, okay, if you want to get, Warwick round to your house, right? These are some of the rules that you have to remember, Tone. This is on their website, Red Hot Strippers, blah, blah, blah. Red Hot Strippers do not perform outdoor shows on grass. Our entertainers can't be expected to perform on grass or dirty surfaces. Now, you must provide a covered area, i.e. patio, pergola, indoors, or garage.
We're not going to perform on dirt. We want to be in your garage.
At least sweep that garage. There we go. Oh, and you're not allowed to touch Warwick unless he directs your hand. So wherever Warwick puts your hand, touch away. Don't get feely, though.
What's your dad saying when he comes home and you're having your own Warwick Capra show in the garage?
Yeah, get away from my shadow board.
Don't touch the Malvern Star, Warwick. That is an old one.
I think we have to go back and find out why your girlfriend was at the Warwick Capra strip show there.
No, Galen strip show.
Oh, okay, of course, that would have been disturbing.
Which makes sense.
What was she doing there? What was it? Hens night?
It was a girlfriend's birthday of hers, and she wanted to go, and they got on stage and danced, and they danced with Galen.
Right.
Before Galen was famous, so it's not like she's trying to, you know, jump on the bandwagon.
No.
She was there first.
It's good to know. Look, there's so much to do. Now, Ryan, are you going to talk about the best and worst TV shows of all time? You've been conducting some kind of poll.
Yeah, well, it started with a conversation with one of my friends about, I don't know if you've heard of the new show Entourage, which is which I love. And I was saying that this new series, season 3, which is airing in America at the moment, which I managed to get my hands on through a source, is so good, and it's a level above the other seasons. And I said, I reckon it could sneak into my top 10.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Ooh.
Which is a big call. And it got us thinking, what is our top 10? And then I just shot an email around and got everyone's top 10 that I thought might want to give it.
And that's what we're going to talk about later.
I've got results.
It's going to be good.
Is that the best bit of sizzle we've ever had?
So
from
much
one of our
forward promote.
How much cut through did that have?
He was innovating, he was changing, he was inventing.
Too much traction.
God.
It's all coming up.
Get this. It's the drug of choice in the community at the moment, from Mildura to Lakes Entrance and from, say, Wodonga through to Warrnambool. They're everywhere.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
You're listening to Get This around the nation on Triple M. Ed, you want to fire up some guitar?
Oh, excuse me. Here I go. Yep.
Happy with that, are you?
Looks pretty good. Hang on, here we go. There we go.
It's a bit visual, but see you on the other side. That'd be ZZ Top here at Get This on Triple M. Good morning if you're just joining us. Ryan Shelton is our co-host this morning. He's a comedy writer about town.
Mm.
He loves a bit of TV. What about the movies? Do you get into them?
I do. I like the movies. Not as much as probably the TV. I probably like TV on DVD is my thing. I'm a big DVD guy.
Isn't that taking over for movies? Because I just find the movies are just so disappointing these days.
Most of them.
Well, I saw a beauty. If you're in Melbourne International Film Festival's on, and there's this thing called TV Junkie. It's a documentary about this guy who was an Inside Edition. It was like a, you know, kind of shocky kind of Today Tonight kind of thing, except with less credibility. And he was the lead anchor on that. And he videotaped himself for his whole life. He had 3,000 hours of videotape But he was a drug addict as well. It's great. Go and check it out.
Did he become a drug addict just for the doco?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just to give it some, as you would say, Tony, some sizzle into the doco.
Yeah. Dude, it's method. It's method, you know?
Claim on his heroin.
Yeah.
What about, you were watching last night, The Lebowski?
Oh, Big Lebowski. Yeah, yeah, put it on. In preparation for our movie show. Yeah. I'm tired of Hume accusing me of being pissweak, Cavalier.
Right.
That's such a good film. Remember when it came out? Because it came out after Fargo, and all the reviews were bad. They were not as good as Fargo.
Silly.
But it's one of those films, if it comes on Foxtel, and you come in like 3/4 of an hour in, you go, I'll just watch 5 minutes.
Nah.
And then you're stuck till the end.
Yeah, and then you go and get it on DVD, then you get a tat, you know?
It's that good.
That good.
And there's a version on the internet where someone's just got all the F words and cut them together in chronological order.
Ah.
And there's about 700 F words in The Lebowski.
Yeah.
So by cutting them all together, it's just F one after another. Yeah. But you can follow the story of the movie.
It's great.
That's worth tracking down.
Some good swearing.
Hey, you mentioned our movie show.
Yeah.
And the sizzle's happening there.
Is it?
People are sending in great ideas. Peter from Melbourne says, here's a topic to discuss on your next movie show with Lockie Hume, happening next Tuesday. Crap sequels.
Good idea.
Where there is little or no cast from the original and a pathetically tiny link to the previous film.
Speed 2.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But bring it on again.
This, if they didn't bring it on again, who's in that?
No one.
No one.
No one. This bloke citing American Pie 4, which didn't get a release in Australia and probably America, where the main character is Stifler's brother.
Oh.
I'm sure Eugene Levy, how's the way he hangs in for those?
He loves it.
He does it.
He'll do anything.
He will do anything, that guy.
Yeah.
What else? Wild Thing sequels, Poison Ivy sequels.
I watched those.
Cruel Intentions sequels.
Oh, ouch.
The Dukes of Hazzard 2 is coming with nobody from the first one.
That's terrible.
First one was bad enough. That is a great topic. Hello, Fiona. Yes, we will have another look at The Adventure of Sherlock Holmes' Smarter Brother. Remember seeing that when I was a kid? Is that a Gene Wilder?
Wow.
That's where he tried to do his own kind of Mel Brooks film.
Ah, right, okay.
He did another one called The World's Greatest Lover. Can't remember if they were any good or not.
He's pretty amazing, the old Wilder.
Dude, doesn't do much, though.
Nope.
Fiona, we will check that out. I'm sure it's good. Someone else wants to know about... people call us in to try and identify films. Do you know this one, Ed? Mm. A group of teenagers in an orchestra staying in a dorm for camp. The boy who is the drummer discovers the caretaker of the place is a ghost. The ghost helps him learn to play the violin fantastically.
It's called Ghost Violinist. Goes to camp.
This bloke reckons it was one of the winners series. So I looked it up, and I'm thinking it could only be his master's ghost.
That'll do.
That was
his
one of the winners
voice,
series.
His master's voice, bit of a play on words. Yeah, that'll do.
Which is a series of telemovies on the ABC years ago. Richard Marsland starred in one of them as Class Wag.
Class Wag?
I remember the line.
What was it?
Hey, Smalley, are you going to be a male nurse?
Hey, back off, all right? I don't want any trouble, Wag.
All right, that's next week. What about the big movie story? Well, enough of the movie story.
Yeah, enough of that. Yeah, what have we got?
Food. I know you love a bit of food.
What's happened?
Carefully. The Iranians.
Oh, yes.
In Iran.
Oh, yeah.
You know their work.
Oh, yeah.
They've banned the word pizza.
Have
they? They're banning some 2,000 Western-style words. They've decided, bugger the Western-style words. We don't like the Western culture.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's get some new words of our own.
All right.
Pizza in Iran.
Wait, can I guess?
Guess what it's called.
All right. Circle food.
No. It's not bad, though.
Ryan? Do you think Iranians are the most uncreative people on the planet?
You will in a few moments.
What do you guess, then?
Okay.
What are Iranians calling pizza instead? Can't sound Western.
Pizzanians?
Pizzanians?
That's all right. What is it?
Come on, Marson. What are they calling it?
Ricky M.
I actually know what they are calling it. I'm sort of out of this competition.
They're calling it elastic loaf.
God.
That'll show the West. We don't need the words. We have elastic loaf.
God, I'm hungry. Let's go to Elastic Loaf Hut.
Wood fired.
That's what they're calling
it. Wow, that's fantastic.
Ideal for when you swallow your mobile phone.
Brings right out.
Oh, yeah, the growing x-ray problem. We've flagged this before. Americans are growing so large that patients are increasingly too big to fit into X-ray scanners. Their fat is too dense for X-rays or sound waves to penetrate. When will they stop eating those Americans?
They when they stop making reality TV shows is when they'll stop eating.
They push this fat bloke into an X-ray machine, nothing. Put him through again. It's like that bloke who tried to cook a chop in a toaster, called us up. That's what it's like. Nah, do him again. Crank it up to 11. I can't see anything. It
takes 30 minutes, but it works.
I can't get through his pants. We like tasty snacks on this show.
Yeah, my delicious recipe, Ryan, when I was a student, of 2-minute noodles, oriental flavour, seasoning still in, there's the key, with bolognese sauce on top.
Oh, that sounds great.
You got any delicious things?
Well, my friend actually had the most disgusting snack when I was in, I think it was year one or prep, like really young, and she was the girl who had the really exciting snacks that you wanted to try. Yeah. And she had pure butter balls in hundreds and thousands.
Oh,
that was that was the snack.
Oh man,
it was just a taste sensation.
That's forget your elastic loaf.
That's tough going.
At that age, you'd give a roll up for a bloody butter ball.
Not a watermelon roll up. I'm not giving a watermelon roll up.
Keep them.
A lot of people have been emailing us. Apparently there's some kind of Nickelback special on Channel 10.
10:30 tonight, yeah. Nickelback, the story so far. Right. Please watch it. We're going to.
Are we?
Yeah.
You reckon we might get something out of that?
Oh, I know you will, Tone.
Nickelback, before the pants fell below the feet.
And what about, because, you know, a lot of people suggest that we don't get behind the music the way we should on this program.
Very true, Tone.
Mm.
But I've said it, me and Gary Traction have set up a reaction line, a Get This Reaction line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we can get people's feedback for the music and so they can help us, choose the music, etc.
Okay.
So let's just I think someone's calling the hotline now, Ricky M. Let's see if we can listen in.
Thank you for calling the Get This Reaction line. Using this automated system, you can vote for any song you like. Just follow the prompts. To vote for Wise Men, James Blunt, press 1. To vote for Legs by ZZ Top, press 2. And to vote for another song, press 3. Please say the name of the song you wish to vote for.
AC/DC, Jailbreak.
You've selected James Blunt's Wise Men. If this is correct, press 1. Or say the name of the song you wish to vote for.
AC/DC, Jailbreak.
Thank you. Stay tuned to Get This to hear the songs you've asked for. It's all thanks to the Richard Marsland Lingerie Range and the Get This Reaction Line.
Do some farm work.
So what happens now? We play AC/DC's Jailbreak.
That's the one.
All right, let's hear it. Look.
I have missed him.
Don't need me to tell you what that was.
The B-man with Wise Men.
Triple M, it's Get This. Ryan Shelton is with us. He likes a bit of telly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here on a great day because we've gone all the way back to the original Talkback Mountain theme.
There we go.
Isn't that shorter?
It's a classic.
Isn't that simpler?
It sounds like a demo recording or something.
It does.
That would become great later on.
Like it's got something, but we need to, you know, fill it out.
It was so sophisticated back in those days, back in April. Ryan, what have you been doing? Some kind of project?
Oh, a science experiment. I've been doing a survey with people that I know, mainly because I do a bit of comedy writing. It's mainly people that I know, like Rich.
Yes.
Ricky M, as he's known on Get This.
I don't know where that's come from.
It's new. It's new.
It's new.
Yeah, tested well.
Just kind of asked, just sent out an email getting top tens of TV shows from everyone. The scoring, and then I tabulated all the scores.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Number 10 in their list, we'd get 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1, we'd get 10 points.
Good. All right, so let's hear them. Let's hear the top 10.
Right, so number 10.
From 10 to 1.
From 10 to 1. Yep. Number 10, The Sopranos.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Number 9, The Young Ones.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 8, Blackadder.
Oh, okay.
Number 7, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, back on Sunday nights it on is. Channel 9, 11:30. They've really promoted that well.
Sexy new time.
The fifth series kicked off on Sunday night at 11:30.
Yeah. Oh, don't we all know about it? Number 6, Frontline.
Oh, yes.
Number 5, I'm Alan Partridge.
Oh, yeah. Never even properly shown in this country, and yet somehow it's caught on.
There you go. DVDs. The Way of the Future.
Mm.
Number 4, Arrested Development.
Great show.
Yeah, we're talking.
Number 3, Seinfeld.
Yes.
Number 2, some show called The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of it.
And number 1, The Office.
Oh, the British Office.
The British Office.
It is a perfect show, really, isn't it?
Best. It is my favourite show.
You can just watch it over and over, and you can't see the cracks. There's no bad bit in it.
No, they've done well. I actually just read a book, which is it's a British Film Institute wrote like a critical reading on The Office, and it goes into very deep. This is perfect for FM listening. Critical viewing of The Office.
Hey, well, don't worry. Greg Fleet likes to always mention Albert Camus when he drops by. Who, of course, played with ZZ Top for a few years.
He did.
I should mention a couple of notable mentions. Ones that did well but didn't quite make
it. Yeah, that's almost in.
Larry Sanders.
Yeah. Great show.
Knowing Me, Knowing You.
Great shows.
Fawlty Towers.
Yeah.
West Wing. Late Show.
Oh, yeah.
DJM's Late Show did very well.
Okay. Any dishonourable mentions? The stuff that people don't like very much?
A couple that didn't get mentions at all. I don't know why. Blossom didn't get a mention.
I was going to tell on Blossom.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, I used to love that show. Oh,
I was a big fan.
Yeah.
Basketball coach.
Yeah.
Pugwell Summer.
Oh, didn't, great show.
Didn't sneak in.
Great show.
Which is a shame. And Empty Nest. Do you remember Empty Nest?
Oh, yeah.
Nest?
Well,
Richard that? Mulligan, isn't it?
What's that? Richard Mulligan.
Richard Mulligan from
playing
Soap.
Dr. Harry Weston with his dog Dreyfus. They were the best of friends.
What about the dog on Heart to Heart? Freeway.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
This is my boss, Jonathan Hart.
Oh,
that guy.
Dear, oh dear.
Now, this is one that I haven't seen, but this is where I just jumped on the internet and tried to find the funniest bad shows. I could. My Mother the Car.
That was a bloke's mother was reincarnated as a car that wouldn't stop nagging him.
Come on. So why didn't you just get the bus?
Problem solved.
That's There we go.
Who knows who the bus was reincarnated in.
So true.
But it was, you know, that's the one where you're waiting for them to rip, because they're remaking every TV show.
As a movie.
When will Colin Farrell be, you know, My Mother the Car?
Susan Sarandon is the voice of the car.
Like it.
Okay, so those are the bad shows.
There's one more. What is it? I don't know if you've heard of it.
Come on.
I just found this, the funniest title I've ever heard. Manimal.
Oh, Manimal, that was a real,
What was it?
That was like a one-hour, $6 million man style kind of, from the 80s show.
What was it about?
I'll read you the blurb.
Go on.
From Mr. Internet.
Go.
A show about Jonathan Chase, a British college professor at NYU, who could turn himself into animals to solve and fight crimes.
Yes!
He worked alongside policewoman Brooke and Vietnam War pal Ty.
Why didn't he do the animal thing in Vietnam?
No, Ty's his friend.
Oh, right, so they both weren't in Vietnam.
It would have been handy, though.
It would have been very
handy. God, if anyone has Manimal, oh, bloody
I really want to see that.
Okay, so what do we want from the listeners?
Just quickly.
Best and worst. Not a top 10. We haven't got time for
a
top 10.
Just a top one, best or worst.
Yep.
Where was It's a Knockout in that list, man?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Where was Hot Dogs Up Late? Surely that's on your worst list. A show Tom Gleisner always talks about?
Oh, yeah.
Barassi's World.
Oh.
A series of nature documentaries hosted by Ron Barassi.
Ouch.
And apparently he just would refer to everything from history in terms of football coaching.
Oh.
The Incas. They had guts. Determination.
Terrible in the ruck, though. All right.
Best and worst. Well, look, the way I'm feeling at the moment, Deadwood is at the top of the list.
I know, Tone.
I don't know whether I'll still feel that way years from now, but it's pretty damn good.
It's a good show.
And worst, oh.
What do you reckon, Tony?
I think I'm going to go for Mark Mitchell's short-lived sitcom, The Big Time.
Ouch.
Big Time. You see, he had his wife and his children in the show.
Right, enough of
that. And the children were so young, and they're in the title sequence, and you're going, were they really consulted?
Not properly.
I didn't read the script.
Best and worst.
Well, you know, both It's a Knockout. There we go. Let's get started, shall we?
Mr. Marsden, just quickly.
Well, I think there was some controversy because I elected Blue Murder, but that
great show.
A miniseries, and I got in trouble with the top 10 police on Ryan's Eve. So I had to pretty much anything HBO do, 6 Feet Under, and Batman, Adam West, the Adam West.
He's the worst.
No, the best.
Oh, okay, and worst?
Just because it's such great TV. And I'm trying to think of the worst, but I think maybe the show I hosted in Adelaide.
Oh, really? Were you a class wag? No.
No.
Do we want people to call now?
Yes.
There is just time.
No, we're dying for them to call.
The number is 133353. That's Chumbawamba.
Ever. Yeah. All right, let's get into it. Hello, Adam.
Oh, okay. How are you?
Good. How are you? Your favourite TV show?
MacGyver.
Oh, good.
And worst?
Oh, I didn't really think of a worst.
Oh,
surely the best.
You were just blinded by MacGyver. Favourite moment?
MacGyver.
Favourite
trick? Favourite thing that he ever pulled off?
Oh, like in the just in the first series, on the first move where he makes a rocket from a parachute and takes the first guy straight off the cliff. That's got
to
be it.
It's hard to top, though. I busted that out early.
Thank you, Adam. Hello, Jeremy. Your favourite show?
Oh, mate, got to be Red Dwarf.
Ah, yes, a fine show, a fine show. And your worst, sir?
Sunrise.
Sunrise! Do you work for the Today Show?
No, but that's up there as well on the bottom of the list.
Is that the one with the robot? Robot and Roe?
No, Robot's on Today.
Oh, is he?
Koshy on Sunrise.
Everyone's favourite accountant. All right, thank you, Jeremy. Hello, Damien.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
Your best or least favourite show?
No, just least, mate. Not without your toothbrush.
Oh,
not without your toothbrush. It was don't forget your toothbrush. But either I like way, the sound of not without your toothbrush.
So memorable, I can't even remember the title. But nothing like someone who wants to give away a holiday. Everyone's got their bags packed and they're giving away a holiday to Honkers or Humpty Doo.
It were misguided.
And do you remember Valare at the end? Ferguson singing Valare?
Yeah, oh, what a shocker.
Still bearing the scars. Thank you, Damien. Hello, Bri.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good.
What's your best show and worst show?
Best show, and I'm so appalled this did not make it on the list.
Come on.
Okay, MASH.
Ah, why do you dig it so much?
Do you know what? I don't know. I just broke my ribs a couple of years ago, and there was like a marathon of it on Foxtel, and I realised how brilliant it was.
Oh, right. There was great stuff in there.
Did you ever hear about the show Aftermath?
Oh.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, that was
no,
unfortunate.
Not Trapper John MD. That was a different show altogether. Yeah. Aftermath was...
It's when they go into the workforce, when they come back.
And, but there was only the priest, Radar, and Colonel Potter. That was it.
And the girl from Bring It On Again.
And your worst?
Big Brother.
Yes. Now, how did you feel about Jamie's victory last night?
Oh, I didn't even...
No, you had no idea.
She's in shock.
Yeah. I have to say, though, okay, the whole turkey slap thing, don't cancel it because of that. Cancel it because it's a crap show.
There you go.
Right. It was a bit of a furphy, the turkey slap. They were ignoring the rest of what was going to air entirely.
Thank you very much, Bri. That's
that it.
There we're done, Tone.
That's the fastest ever Talkback Mountain.
Snappy, man. Snappy. Just cut through.
Shunted through that. Right, Shilton, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you so much. I had an absolute ball on Get This.
You've got a show coming out on Channel 10 very soon.
August 22.
It's called Real Stories.
Real Stories, yep.
It's a comedy program.
It is. It is. Well, we hope it is.
And it's got Cut Through.
Yeah.
And you're in it, right?
Sizzle and Cut Through.
Really?
I'm in it, yes.
And you wrote it.
And I co-wrote it, yeah.
Ooh. There's some other people involved, but we're not allowed to mention them.
Nah, never heard of them.
Mr. X and Mr. Y. thanks for coming in. Thanks to everyone who called. And our key phrase today, I guess it was...
Manimal?
No. Elastic loaf. And we'll be back tomorrow with author Andy Griffiths.
Yeah.
And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito Van of the Year.